This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Greg Dolan with the Methanol Institute. Greg, how are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Greg, thanks for joining us today. The Methanol Institute is new to domestic fuel, and you've come my way via the safety series that I'm currently working on. So let's start off, Greg. Can you tell us a little bit about the Methanol Institute?
Sure. The Methanol Institute is a trade association. So we represent methanol producers, distributors, and the technology companies that build methanol facilities. The association was established in 1989 at the time of the Clean Air Act debates leading up to the Clean Air Act of 1990, and we promoted the use of methanol as an alternative fuel. We've done a lot of work with our colleagues at the National Biodiesel Board. Methanol is a key component of biodiesel production, and we've been working closely with the National Biodiesel Board in Washington on their legislative program, as well as talking about issues like methanol safe handling and its impact on the biodiesel industry.
Greg, methanol has a pretty important role in the biodiesel production process, but I don't think a lot of our readers actually understand how it's used. So in very general terms, can you just walk us through quickly how methanol is used in the production process?
Methanol is a key component in biodiesel production. Typically, a gallon of biodiesel will be roughly 10 to 15% methanol. So to produce methanol, you take an oil. It could be soybean oil or waste vegetable oil. Then you add methanol and a catalyst, and you produce biodiesel. Part of the end product of that production will be some waste methanol and some glycerin. And often that methanol can be put back into the front end of the process.
So there's a recyclable component to the methanol use then?
Depending on the process, yes. That methanol can be recovered and reused, or in some cases it needs to be disposed of properly.
So let's talk about first safe. What happens if you don't handle the methanol safely in your plant?
Well, methanol is a flammable and toxic chemical. Unlike some of the other components of biodiesel, whether it's a vegetable oil or soybean oil, methanol has to be handled properly. Some of the same precautions that we use when handling gasoline are also used in handling methanol. For instance, you need to use the proper materials of storage. There are specific guidelines for unloading and loading of methanol at a facility. You also need to pay attention to doing things like hot work around any methanol storage. That is something you really want to stay away from. Most of the accidents we've seen at biodiesel facilities have been a result of hot work being done around methanol storage.
So let's delve into that a tad bit more. When you say hot work, what exactly, give us a scenario of what somebody in a plant would be doing that could create, per se, a problem or explosion.
Yeah, for instance, if you've got a methanol storage tank that may be a tote that holds 350 gallons, you don't want to be doing things like using an acetylene torch around that tote or a drum. For methanol, the real risk isn't so much the liquid itself, but the vapors that come with methanol. And the vapors can ignite and then flash back to the storage container. So you really have to be careful of not using any kind of sparking tools around methanol or its storage facility, and watch out for vapors.
So let's switch back now, Greg, to safety. So we obviously don't want something of that nature to occur at a biodiesel facility. So from a plant's perspective, what kind of safety measures should they follow, or procedures should they follow, so that there's no negative effects from the methanol?
Well, we've got a lot of guidance documents that are available on our website at methanol.org. That includes our methanol safe handling manual. We've got a methanol safety video. The video includes testimonials from folks like the National Biodiesel Board and some fire officials. We've also got technical bulletins that deal with methanol storage, including things like unloading, loading, how to use drums properly. We have a new methanol safety newsletter that we're about to launch. All of the materials are available for free on our website, methanol.org. You can also go there and request a copy of the DVD. We send those out for free, and we'd love to get more of those in the hands of the biodiesel industry.
Well, Greg, I know you spend, obviously, a huge amount of time working with the industry, and a question I have for you is, oftentimes I think there's a perception that because a plant has been safe for so long that they maybe don't pay quite as much attention as they should to some process and procedures. So how often do you recommend that a plant revisit these guidelines that anyone's produced or whether you produced to ensure that it stays top of mind?
Yeah, and facilities really need to develop a culture of safety, that safe handling is embedded into everything you do, whether it's using the proper protective equipment and clothing, gloves, splash-proof glasses, hard hats. You know, it really starts with things like the protective equipment that employees use day in and day out. There should be regular training for plant operators. And one of the key things that we suggest to facilities is contact your local first responders. Have the fire department come out and walk through your facility. Look at your storage tanks or methanol storage facilities. The last thing you want to happen is if there is an incident, that the fire department comes out and is unfamiliar with your site. They don't know where to bring the trucks. They don't know where there is a hydrant. And there's a lot of that you can do in advance. And we found that fire departments and other first responders are more than happy to come out to your facility and walk around and talk to you about how to respond to an emergency situation.
Well, Greg, that's interesting because if you take a lesson out of the refinery industry, the oil industry, it's my understanding they're required by law to actually facilitate tests where they put themselves into a crisis and actually have to test out their risk management plans. Is that something that you would recommend for a biorefinery, whether it's biodiesel or ethanol?
Yeah, it is. I think you really need to have a plan in place. One of the documents that we have available on our website is our crisis communications guidelines, and it talks about how the elements of a emergency response plan. And again, one of the key is to work with your local first responders and have them come to the facility. You know, a lot of times the fire departments are going to be unfamiliar with something like biodiesel. And we've heard of incidents where it's not so much an industrial scale facility, but some of the smaller backyard blenders where you may have somebody blending methanol in a barn. Fire department comes out and they really had no idea what was in there, and they try to put out a fire and it just keeps coming back. So you really need to be working closely with the first responders and letting them know just what you're doing at the facility and listen to them, because typically fire officials will have some real insights into how to properly prepare your facility. For methanol, if you've got larger storage, you are going to want things like fire suppression systems. You'll need to use alcohol-resistant foam for firefighting. You'll also want to look at things like monitoring. It could be carbon monoxide detectors. Methanol burns with an invisible flame, so fire officials will use infrared fire detectors, and that might actually be something that you'll want to have on site as well. They're small, sort of handheld infrared detectors that can be quite effective and cost effective as well.
Great. Well, Greg, this is a lot of fantastic information. Once again, can you let everybody know your website so they know and sort of reiterate again the tools that you have and the guidelines you have available for the industry?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Our website again is methanol.org, methanol.org. On the website, we have our methanol safe handling manual, video, technical bulletins. All those documents are available for free. If you need to get a copy of the DVD, send us an email. We'll send that back to you for free. We also have on our website what we call our methanol source request. If you're a facility operator needing to purchase methanol, you can go to our website, fill out a form, tell us where you are, how much methanol you need, and then we share that information with all of our member companies and encourage them to contact you directly to talk about price and supply.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.